Don't call this a rebound game. It's another step in the important process of fitting this team together.
It may not be a rebound game, but the Bears will look to bounce back from their first loss of the season against the undefeated Saints on the lakefront.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. Lovely surroundings here, Tom. Your thoughts on the Bears Saints?
Oh, you know, it's a big game. We said in the opening that it's not a rebound game. It's another step in the process of how you're developing in a team. But what are you going to learn from your team after last week events? I think a lot of that process of improvement goes through watching tape and then getting that job done on the practice field. I really expect the Bears to come out in a really enthusiastic approach. They're back at home, and the fans really want to see the Bears they saw the first couple games.
What is the key to rebounding from a tough loss? I know you said it's not a rebound game, but do you think about that, or do you just move forward?
Well, you do have to be very critical when you watch the tape, because you have to understand, how are you going to improve? What are you going to do to get better? How did you create your own mistakes? Because when I go back and I look at the Detroit game, I think there's more mistakes created by the Bears than Detroit taking advantage of the Bears because they were a better team. I don't think that's the case, but the Bears do have to improve to make sure they're a better team this week than they were last week.
Tom, the Bears are going to be facing one of the most potent offenses in the NFL. You have Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, Darren Sproles. These guys look amazing on Monday night against the Miami Dolphins. What's the key to containing them?
Well, the key to containing is, what are you going to do to Jimmy Graham to make sure that Drew Brees has to go to a different option? And that second option may be Darren Sproles, who's a heck of an outlet receiver. So what you got to do is you got to play team defense. Again, I think the Bears did a nice job last week against containing Calvin Johnson and the Detroit offense, but they missed tackles in open space. So we're talking about a fundamental issue, not necessarily a technical issue. I think Mel Tucker and his defensive coaches will have a nicely devised scheme against Drew Brees and the offense. But again, it's going to break down to the big fundamental plays that they got to make.
You just mentioned Calvin Johnson. You look at Charles Tillman, and that looks like a good matchup with the Bears. They're both tall, they're both fast, both similar body types. You look at someone like Jimmy Graham, and to me, he's the toughest matchup in the NFL. Who do you play against? A guy, he's big, he's strong, he's fast. How do you contend with that?
Well, they're very fortunate that they have Lance Briggs and James Anderson, two of the better covering linebackers in the NFC. But it's going to come down, there's going to be opportunities for Major Wright or Chris Conte or the rest of these guys to get involved in the mix because he is so multidimensional. But it's going to be the decision at the line of scrimmage in which time Drew Brees has to make it. So it's as much as up to the defensive line and the pressure they put on the talented quarterback as it is how are you going to cover the talented receivers.
Now, Jay played great the first three games. He struggled a little bit this last game. What's the key to eliminating those turnovers? And is it a fine line almost, because you want to push the ball down the field, but yet you don't want to take chances and throw the ball to the other team?
Right. You know, it's easy to sit here and talk about the quarterback position because he has a hand in every single play. But I do think it's a team effort in order to improve Jay's job. You know, you want to look and make sure he has a good communication with Alshon Jeffrey, that the offensive line gives him a sturdy pocket so he has time to set his feet to get the most on his throw. So it's a team effort that has to make Jay Cutler a better quarterback. And I don't think anybody is hiding from that fact. You've got to improve from week in and week out in the NFL.
Tom, this week's Twitter question comes from Jesus, and he wants to know, how are the Bears going to stop Darren Sproles from running all over them like Reggie Bush? To me, it's interesting because New Orleans really basically replaced Reggie Bush with Darren Sproles.
Right. That's a good question, too, and it's a topic that needs to be brought up. But again, like we mentioned a little bit early in the preview, I think it comes down to fundamental tackling. I think Darren Sproles is a heck of an option for Drew Brees. We see if he gets in space, he can make big plays. But now challenge the fundamental tackling aspect from last week's game. If that area is improved dramatically from last week, I think the Bears' defense will be very containing to the talented New Orleans offense.
Tom, it's time to make your case for a player you think is going to have a big impact on the game on Sunday.
I'm going to go with the position, the safety position. I think this position needs to improve their tackling over last week's events. So when you look at Chris Conte and Major Wright, they're going to have a huge, important role in containing this New Orleans offense, especially with the interior passing game. So look for that position, those two players to be a key.
I'm going to go with Brandon Marshall. Last week against Detroit, the Lions did a good job of bracketing him and forcing Jay Cutler to go to the other options. I think Brandon Marshall is going to step up and make some big plays on Sunday. Great stuff as always, Tom. It's going to be interesting to see on Sunday. Drew Brees 0-4 at Soldier Field in his career. It's a great offense, so we're going to see. It's a big test for the Bears. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, the Xerox Company.